Weekend Power Hour Nation. It's a pleasure to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show, thepowerhour.com, thepowermall.com, our two websites. I'm your honored host. If you've never met me before, very nice to meet you. I'm Daniel Brigman. And where else would you rather be? We think we have a worthwhile broadcast for you. Uncle Kevin, of course, riding shotgun as usual.
Good morning. Another great day in America. And I even had a better day because I wore that shirt all day yesterday.
Your Power Hour shirt?
My Power Hour shirt.
That shirt pops.
I had three people said, wow, that's a beautiful shirt.
And they don't even know what it is.
Yeah, exactly. Three.
For real, ladies
and
gentlemen.
And that's the first time I wore it. One when I went over that lady's house to help David Dooley, and then twice at the Walmart.
This is they don't know who David Dooley is. We shouldn't use David Dooley's name anyway.
Well, nobody knows David Dooley.
Yeah, that's true. You may not want to. I don't know. No, never mind. The point of this story, that shirt pops.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, this isn't just like, oh, you're supporting the power. No, this is like, wow.
Wow.
That is a nice shirt.
It's
well made.
Yep.
So check that out over at the Power Mall. Was it 2 days ago we had the interview with Judy Mikovits?
Yeah, I think so.
This is turned out to be one of the best interviews, the most important certainly at the time. Catherine pleaded with me to make an announcement to everybody. We do not sell her books. We do not. Everybody is pounding the phones, wanting, and I understand. I want her. The book I read, I thought was fantastic. Let me tell you what else is fantastic is I have not seen the whole thing. I've seen about 30, 40 minutes of it. And for me, if you know that, for me to sit still for 30, 40 minutes to watch a video about something, you know.
It's a lot.
Well, it must have really caught my attention. This new Plandemic 2 movie, and it's not quite what you think it's going to be, or at least what I thought going into it. Plandemic was, you know, more about the virus. It's not that it's not about the virus. It goes into the details of the media industrial complex and what that means and how they use it and specifics and the different information and the tracking Fauci. And so, I mean, I was like, whoa. I mean, I know all this, but the way they, I mean, they did say things, some things I didn't know, some of the real details, but generally I know this. And I'm leaving this like, whoa, this is one of the best. This is amazing.
Excellent.
This is amazing. It puts it in such a plain, simple, basic way. You're watching this. You're either going to be, it's kind of like our book, Forever 1776. Mm-hmm. You're either going to kind of be indifferent to it, or you're going to love it.
Yeah.
Or really, really like it. And that's the way I think people are going to be about this video. They're either going to be indifferent to it, really not, or they're going to be like, oh my gosh, this is unbelievable. Which, that's what you want right now. You want you want a polarizing, something you can give somebody. You don't want everybody just kind of likes it. No, you don't want that. You want something that's going to make people love something. And if they hate it or don't care about it, that's fine too.
That's right.
Find those people who love this.
Next.
That's right. Joyce Riley's favorite word is next. The point of all that, that was a rather elaborate way of saying, please, if you want the book, any of her books, which I think you should, plaguethebook.com, or you want to see the Plandemic movie, plandemicseries.com. If you go to YouTube and you search in Plandemic, the first movie, that this was out, 4 months ago?
Yeah.
4 or 5 months ago?
Something like that.
You will not find the movie. The first page, I looked down every video on the first page on YouTube when I searched it. Every video that I could look down, the first, you know, the screen, so 10 or 15 in a row. If I looked at 12 videos, 11 of them were Dr. blah, 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 debunks Plandemic.
Plandemic, yeah.
This Dr. So-and-so says how Judy Mikovits is a liar.
Yeah.
I mean, really, I mean, they,
no, true.
This poor lady.
Yeah.
I, she is such a hero.
Yep.
I mean, people like her who run up against the barbed wire, you know how I feel about Dr. Tenpenny and what she's doing. People like that are going up against such monstrosities of force in this world. I mean, the level that
the pressure that
they should have killed her.
Oh yeah.
If they were smart, they would have killed her. They thought, well, we'll just discredit her and make her now it's too late now.
Yeah. Makes them 10 times bigger.
Yeah. I mean, now she's...
It's a badge of honor.
She's actually safer now than she ever was, probably, yeah. Judy. than at the beginning. Mm-hmm. I hope so. I mean,
yeah,
we proclaim
so.
That
let's
she
pray
is.
For her. Pray for her safety.
So plaguethebook.com, plandemicseries.com. That Plandemic 2. Now, you go to YouTube, I could find Plandemic 2. You go to YouTube, try to find Plandemic, not there. That is one of the most powerful. What I haven't seen all of it. Now, I don't know what the second half is, but what I saw was one of the most just brilliant, simple, profound ways to present how the media industrial complex works and how it's orchestrated in this this pandemic or plandemic, what it is, how it's used.
Yeah.
There's one scene where, you know, you've heard, ladies and gentlemen, about, you know, a lot of these big corporate medias are reading off script. Well, they are. And how do I know? Well, you know, they say the exact same thing.
Yeah, they're parrots. Everybody parrots the same thing.
The exact same words.
Yeah, exactly.
Not almost. The exact same words. Yeah. And so there's one scene where he's talking in the background about the church commission from 1975, William Colby, blah, blah, blah. And then he has these media people start to say the same thing. Then he cuts to the next one. Then he cuts to the next one. And then the video cuts and there's a screen of about 40 of them all at the same time in unison saying the exact same thing.
Yeah.
And it's just like, whoa. It is like, whoa, this is unbelievable.
Yeah.
So there you go. I've talked a lot about this, and it should. It deserves your attention, especially right now. Somebody who is, so many people are like, well, something's wrong with all this, and they may not know whatever. You haven't watched this video. Haven't watched I've watched the first 30 minutes. Haven't watched the first 30, 40 minutes. Here, you want to see what's going on? Or just say, hey, I watched this crazy video. The media keeps saying this lady's a liar, but man, this is a crazy video. What do you think of this? And here, watch the beginning of it. What do you think of this?
Mm-hmm.
And if they're anywhere on the fence, they're going to be moved. You know, a lot of people won't, they won't care at all.
Yeah.
But anyway, also, the Judy Minkovich interview is up on our YouTube channel. We're going to ride YouTube like a rented mule while we're able.
Oh, yeah, while we're here.
While we care. Well, we're here.
Until they throw us off.
Yeah. We're going to use them, or at least try. I mean, we're not going overboard with relying on them, but we are making efforts to make some videos and do a few things. We need to upgrade our camera. Video killed the radio star. There's a reason. We have super nice radio equipment. We have, half-assed video equipment. I don't know what else to say. I'm sorry, Liz.
You got a beautiful beginning, thing where it molds that,
Anyway, so the video is on YouTube, on the YouTube channel, The Power Hour Radio Show, The Power Hour Radio Show. You'll see our logo, and that's the logo that's on the t-shirts, too. Click on that, and you'll see there's two separate videos about Judy, the interview we did. My friend texted me, we talked, and he said, boy, that was a good interview. I emailed the 15 people I knew. That is an amazing interview. So please do that. We know it cuts down our views. We know that it's going to cut down the searches. We know we can't, our whole channel's cut to zero. We had to start from zero, and it's super difficult to get subscribers unlike it was 5 years ago. And, but we're doing it.
Yep.
And you have said, a lot of you have made a lot of comments about how much you've liked it, so we're going to continue. So there you go. Let's get to some news. Doug Rocky, by the way, was going to be on. And for whatever reason, we can't get a hold of him. I don't know if he's in the hospital. I don't want to think negative. I don't know.
Oh, no.
It's not like him. So I don't know what the deal is. We will try to find out. But we're going to go forward. I'm going to do something a little different. Second half, we're going to pump through the news. And then I want to do something about the Bible and about Deuteronomy. If you're a Christian or not a Christian or Jew or whatever, I think it'll be interesting to you. And I think it'll help give a perspective. We are not victims. We have power. And there's a supernatural covenant that is on this country, I believe. And we're going to go over that, and we're going to talk about some specific things. I think you'll like it. I'm not trying to shove religion down your throat, but I think you're going to want to stick around to hear that. So we'll do news, and then we'll do that. Drop in Brazilian coronavirus cases prompts herd immunity questions. Have you heard this story out of Brazil? Scientists question whether herd immunity could be reached at rates lower than 20%. Now, we know what herd immunity is. It does not come at the end of a needle.
It sure doesn't.
The first study in the 30s talking about, I think it was measles, wasn't it measles? It was about a village or area where so many people, was 80 or 90%, got the measles, and now there's herd immunity, and nobody was getting the measles, even their children.
Yes. That is correct.
It had nothing to do with a vaccine.
Nothing.
At the same time, a measles vaccine was it? What was the other vaccine at the same time came out? And one of them had 90% rate of polio, and one of them had
smallpox.
One of them had 90%. One of them had 10%.
Yeah, polio and smallpox.
Okay, one of them had 90% of the population took the vaccine. One of them had 10%.
And one of them had scarlet fever had zero.
Had zero.
They had three. There was three main diseases out at that
And this
time.
Is what, about the 60s?
50s.
50s, okay. Yeah, 50s. So explain this. This is important.
Yeah. The polio, they had everybody vaccinated up to about 90%, 85, 90%. Smallpox, they had them at 10%. And scarlet fever, they didn't have any vaccines for it. So, and they all went away about the same time. So that theory about, you know, the vaccine
causing the herd immunity.
Yeah, made everybody go away is nonsense. It went away because of good water, good fields.
Sanitation.
Sanitation and good food.
And herd immunity.
And herd immunity.
Herd immunity was being developed in the population.
Yes, absolutely.
That's very important. Anyway, so similar situation in Brazil. This is from Fox News. And unexpectedly, oh, it's going to be like that.
Unexpectedly. I said it for you.
What he said, positive turn for Brazilian cities once plagued with the coronavirus pandemic is raising fresh questions about herd immunity. A new report described how the impoverished city of Manaus saw hospitalizations plummet, even though it had never imposed a lockdown or taken the other drastic containment measures imposed in Asia, Europe, and the United States. It's also testing far more residents than it once did. Initially, medical experts believe that between 60 and 70% of the population needed to develop antibodies to reach collective immunity. But in this area, Manaus, they never got past 20. An Amazonian city of 2 million suffered three times as many deaths as normal in the spring. Let me summarize. A pretty big city.
Mm-hmm.
Amazonian city, about 2 million people. They were getting about three times the amount of deaths of any other place in around them,
mm-hmm.
about average. They had no lockdown. They had no quarantine. They really had really no real treatment at all, much at all.
Mm-hmm.
The antibodies, as they tested the antibodies in the population, it got up to about 20%. And now their cases, what are we, 5 months later, their cases are almost
nil.
Nil. No vaccine, no lockdown, no mask, no nothing.
No nothing. It took care of itself.
And it took care of itself, and the population and their natural immunity took over, and now there's no issue. At least right now.
And there'll never be an issue because the immunity is taken over, so they're done for life.
Well, probably. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. This is a man-made virus, so we don't know.
Well, I'm not talking about mutations.
But right, we don't know. Right.
If it comes around again. They're not going to get it.
Right. It's all things being equal and all things being normal, that mm-hmm. seems like it's the case.
Yes.
This is an important story. It goes to the same thing in Beijing. All hospitals declared free of COVID-19 in Beijing. Now, information out of Beijing, not
sketchy.
The most reliable.
Sketchy.
Right. Sketchy. But still, it goes with this story in Brazil. In a promising development, the last remaining coronavirus patients have been discharged from the hospital in Chinese capital where wartime-like quarantine measures were taken.
Mm-hmm.
You have a city with draconian lockdowns.
Yes.
And now you have a city with no lockdown at all and a severe high rate of death at one point.
Right.
And they both now are down to about zero.
That's what I heard.
So did the lockdown do anything?
Caused a panic.
yeah, ruined your economy and had people commit suicide because they didn't have a job anymore.
Yes.
Missing Fort Hood soldier's body found hanging in a tree. Ooh, odd story out of CBS. The body of a missing soldier is believed to have been found about 30 miles from Fort Hood. They are, of course, investigating, and they'll tell us what we want to know about it when they figure out the story.
Every 500 people are parroting the same thing at one time.
Yeah. Well, it depends on how important it is. But it's important to us because we don't want military people, especially. 71 arrested in Louisville protests. 71 people were arrested during protests over Breonna Taylor's death. Police in Louisville Kentucky told The Hill today, this morning. Robert Schroeder, the interim chief for the Louisville Metro Police Department, said during a press briefing last night that the demonstrations were largely peaceful. Well, except for the 71 they caught.
Fired it up.
Yeah. At several points, officers gave directions to stay on the sidewalks, and protesters were also given the opportunity to turn around and leave the area. Those that did not were eventually arrested. Good.
Yeah.
You know, but maybe Portland could take a lesson here.
Mm-hmm.
Look, you want to be on the streets. It's a public street.
That's right.
You want to yell and scream, you know, for the most part, if you're in a, you know, in the city, in the downtown area, be on the sidewalk and yell and scream.
Yeah.
You want to hold a sign? You want even bullhorn in most places. I mean, you can't go in a neighborhood and do this, but, you know, for the most part, you can do it.
Yeah.
You want to start throwing bricks and start it? You need to go to jail.
You need to go to jail, directly to jail. Do not collect.
Do not pass go.
Do not pass go and collect your $200.
Weekend, Berlin bans protests against anti-virus measures. What's the difference between Berlin and the United States? What's the difference?
Hitler.
The Bill of Rights.
Oh.
Not even close. Why in America can you be on the sidewalks and Berlin you can't? I should have phrased it that way. Germany will end mandatory coronavirus tests for travelers returning from high-risk areas abroad. This seems to be dying. And that makes me probably more nervous than...
What's next?
Yeah, what's next?
What's next? Fake nonsense is next?
Are they going to pump it up and it release something different or what? I don't know.
It sounds like that.
You got a story about Kenosha, Washington, or not Wisconsin?
Kenosha. Let me get somewhere around here.
You want me to say it?
Wisconsin governor sending National Guard to Kenosha. Wisconsin governor Troy Evers announced 120 members of the city of the National Guard will be sent to the city to protect infrastructure and assist with maintenance, public safety, and the ability for individuals to peacefully protest.
Very good. Okay, gun battle on the streets in Kenosha. Two dead, one wounded, and clashes between militia and the BLM. The people were fed up about this in Wisconsin. They were going to the town to say, look, we're forming a militia. Let's get your gun, put it on your back, and we're just going to, you know, make an appearance. We're going to make our presence
felt. You ain't going to protect us. We're going to protect ourselves.
Bingo.
Bango.
American Airlines to lay off another 19,000 workers. The airlines, they ought to not be throwing people off for not wearing masks. They ought to be thankful anybody is there to fly on their plane. American Airlines will lay off another 19,000. Ladies and gentlemen.
19,000 is a lot of people. Well, a lot of people.
That's not including what they've already laid off.
Yeah, yeah.
What they've already, excuse me.
Yeah, and those people, those 19,000, they go out to eat, they go out to buy stuff, so they're supporting a whole bunch of stores, shops, eateries and stuff like that, you know?
Well, that's how economies are killed.
Yeah.
Because you don't realize, well, this industry went down. Well, you don't realize they buy refrigerators.
They
buy, you know, whatever. You know,
sandwiches out, you know.
Anything. Anything.
Pizza, yeah.
Now the pizza restaurant in the town closes because everybody, you know, half of their customers are out of work. Hurricane Laura is a category 4 at landfall. James McKinney sent me an email this morning, and I want to mention this. Next time he comes on, we'll talk about this and we'll see what the result is. There's speculation that this hurricane is going to go right up and affect rice production and the rice, because the rice harvest is coming up. So they won't be able to harvest the rice. They're about to kill a big swath of the rice production in America.
Yeah, they can turn it any which way they want. They could stop it. They could kill it. They could send it out to sea. They could make it come to your backyard.
How come these Christian organizations everywhere are now touting, you know, if you're going to be a good citizen, you got to wear a mask. And now they're touting, well, QAnon is satanic. What? I mean, that tells me something. That tells me that maybe QAnon is positive.
Might be right.
Christians denounce QAnon as cult satanic movement. This is from the Christian Post. Some Christian leaders, including a couple of prominent conservative evangelicals, have denounced the conspiracy theory movement gaining traction in conservative circles known as QAnon. Why? Why would they even comment on it?
Kevin McCarthy said the same thing.
Why would they comment on it?
Chris Wallace brings QAnon pulls it out of the air in an interview. The guy goes nuts. What are you talking about QAnon for?
We're not talking about QAnon. We got lots of things to talk about.
You're talking about QAnon?
Some fringe thing?
So we might be over the target on QAnon.
We? Who's we?
Me.
You are you Q? Are you Q?
I like Q. I don't know if they're 100% true, but I like them.
The conspiracy alleges that a Satan-worshipping deep state faction that includes A-list celebrities is working to defeat Trump and engage in child sex abuse. Yeah, that's about right.
Tell me where it's wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, what was wrong about that?
Absolutely nothing.
I'm looking for, maybe the punctuation was wrong on this, but I didn't see any, what was wrong about anything in that sentence there?
Zero.
Since its launching, the QAnon conspiracy theories have reportedly garnered growing support among some evangelical churchgoers and mostly conservative communities. See, this is what drives me crazy about these Christian churches.
Yeah.
They can't even just shut up now. Now they've shut up for how many years about all these major issues, and now they won't shut up about this.
About QAnon, something.
You're not talking about abortions. You're not talking about the fetal tissue in the vaccines
or in the Coke.
You're not the flavor enhancer.
Yeah.
You're not talking about what they're teaching in the school about to 4 and 5 year olds. They don't have a gender. You're not talking about that. You're talking about QAnon.
You're talking about QAnon. That
you're talking about QAnon.
Might be true or might not be true.
It might be pure fiction.
Yes, absolutely.
But he does talk about satanic pedophiles in high levels of government and entertainment.
And now the Christian church is going after people who are against pedophilia, and they're speaking out against them.
But won't say anything about the abortions.
What's wrong with that picture?
I don't need to know anything more. That tells me that whether QAnon's real or not, that tells me that these people speaking out are controlled.
They're
controlled.
Right. Yes. Absolutely.
They're
absolutely.
Or they're part of it. At the very least, they're controlled.
They want their check at the end of the month.
they're getting their talking points just like CNN does.
Absolutely.
You know, they're all saying it in unison. Melania reporting for Dooney. Melania Trump pleads for an ending to looting in convention speech.
I got the end to the looting. Shoot him.
you certainly could, couldn't you?
Yeah. I mean, it's legal and lawful.
There's the music. On the other side, we're going to continue some of the news. We'll talk about the RNC. A couple of amazing speeches.
Kimberly Guilfoyle screaming at an empty audience. Oh!
Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. News, and then we're going to go something in the Bible. We're going to go to the good word.
Uh-huh.
When we get back.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
What in the world is this crazy Willard water?
It's a proprietary solution, and it's a water additive that was invented by my grandfather, Dr. John Willard, and hence the name Willard Water. Boosts a number of different things. We see most prominently that it's increasing the absorption, utilization, and storage of nutrients in the cells. So, for example, if people were drinking, we see a big boost in B vitamin absorption, utilization. If you see it in plants, we see a big boost in their ability to absorb and retain fertilizers or nutrients in the soil. So we see with things like microbes. If you used a microbe on soil, for example, to replenish the soil, and you sprayed our Willard water on it, go through that replenishing cycle much faster.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
If you eat Numana food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Supreme Court violated their oath to the Constitution and laws of the United States. Find out how in this new book, The Electoral College for Patriots, by Town Crier. This anti-constitutional decision may get exploited to convert our country from a once great republic to just another democracy on the ash heap of history. Read The Electoral College for Patriots by Town Crier so you'll know who to blame for this travesty of the justices. Available online at theelectoralcollegeforpatriots.com and online wherever books are sold.
That's a good book, The Electoral College for Patriots. I just got a text from Jay. She's, you know, I don't want to get too, you know, into her details about her health situation, but she says, here's her exact text. Please tell the listeners, thank you for all the prayers. I miss them and we'll be back soon. My vision is getting a little better with each passing day. That's what we want to hear. So please continue to pray for her and have your thoughts directed towards her. Over at the Power Mall, the oregano, everything from North American Urban Spice. Oregano, if you're going to pick, hey, there's five things. What five things do I just have to have from the Power Mall? Oregano is one of them. Strauss Heart Drops is
probably going
to be
done. Don't get confused with Oregadent.
Yeah.
Oregadent will blow your hat off your head.
But that Oregadent's a great product.
It is a great product.
The Collagen Power Plus, the Chaga Max, Bone Active, Orega Resp, the Orega Spray, all these, the Hyperese, the Juice, the Sign Orega, over at thepowermall.com. Smooth Oregano Cold Storm from Strauss. A couple new products. Wayne's going to be here. We're going to talk about those, among other things. Iron Earth. Of course, Strauss Heart Drops and all the other great products at thepowermall.com. Thank you for your support, your purchases, your donations, etc. We deserve them. You need to purchase from us, and we need your support. We're independent. We're not parroting a script because of you. You know, we may be wrong, but it's our own fault. we may come up with a bad idea or whatever, but at least it's an original bad idea.
It's not ours.
Yeah, it's not the CIA putting it in our head.
Right.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. ThePowerMall.com. ThePowerMall.com. Getting back to the news, you got a story there real quick.
A little bit of good news, you know. The Epoch Times says the U.S. home construction surged by 22%, beating expectations.
Is this year over year or month over month or what?
Last month.
Okay, it rose 22% from the month before?
Yeah, last month.
Okay, well, that's good.
That's good.
Now, at the same time, home prices are going up. At the same time, delinquencies are going up.
Yeah.
These two things can't coexist for so long.
No,
only
can't.
So long.
No, something's going to have to happen. I don't know what, but something.
Well, getting back to your, you know, I don't want to rehash your idea to pay for all mortgages, but you know, these banks have a ton of inventory.
They do.
They should put them on, you know, $100,000 or $200,000 house. If they just put it on the inventory, just put it at, and had just reasonable loan requirements, whatever, just kept them pretty neutral instead of flooding the market with money, then that $200,000 house would cost $100,000.
Yeah.
So they created all that inflation and cost and everything, and why people have a hard time buying groceries now.
Yeah, bingo.
New research confirms statins are a colossal waste of money. Who didn't know that? We've been talking about this. There's a big article from Mercola. Since the release of a documentary, the evidence against cholesterol theory and statins has only grown, as noted in the 4th of this month, 2020 op-ed by Dr. Malcolm Kendrick, a general practitioner with the British National Health Service. Quote, new research shows that the most widely prescribed type of drug in the history of medicine is a waste of money. And it's worse than that. It's bad for you.
It's bad for you. It's really bad for you, those statins. They shut down your liver.
One major study found that the more bad cholesterol was lowered, the greater risk of heart attacks and strokes. And death, actually.
Yeah, and death, yeah.
In the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, almost every other medical condition has been shoved onto the sidelines. However, in the UK last year, heart attacks and strokes killed well over 100,000 people. Way more than COVID.
Well, yeah, not even close.
So let's talk about, why can't we talk about, if it's such a big, I mean, you shut down the world over this marginal virus, pandemic, something, whatever.
Yeah.
Man-made parasite. I don't know.
Nonsense. It's nonsense.
Well, all right. And now a real problem they won't even talk about. Many thyroid cancer ultrasounds are unnecessary. As many as one-third of doctors may be sending patients for a thyroid ultrasound for reasons not supported by guidelines. A new study. Oh, another doctor mistake.
Another doctor mistake.
Death by doctor is the third leading cause of death in America.
Yeah.
Third leading. And we're talking about COVID is way behind even now with all their stupid, let's assume even what they tell us is correct, way behind death by doctor. Why aren't we protesting doctors? Anyway, go on.
And another thing that's a big scam that you're doing now for the last couple of years is false positives on cancers.
Yes, and then they... How about...
Because you don't know if you have cancer or not. You know?
Yeah, they tell you.
They tell you. And then you got to go through a $50,000 round.
Your life's ruined.
Ruins your health. If I was diagnosed with cancer, I'd make sure I'd go to some other people that test and confirm it. You know, that's the thing I do.
Let's talk about the RNC really quick. Anything that stood out to you? I know you the people from St. Louis, the McCluskeys. That case was dropped. If you didn't hear that, ladies and gentlemen, the people stood outside their palatial home. It's a good way to describe it. And as the protesters were coming, and they were yelling and threatened that you're next, you know, we're going to be in your home. So, you know, same thing. What would you do if a bunch of angry protesters with signs and this and that were on private property at your home yelling and screaming those kind of things? I think I would get my gun, too.
Yeah, me too. I can't find the stupid thing.
Well,
anyway, they come out and
at the RNC.
They're all for Republicans now. They were Democrats when they were in there until they had all those people come onto their things, and not one of those people that was threatening them got charged. But they got charged for defending their property.
And they got somebody came to the home, took their guns,
And charged them.
And I talk, you know, we live relatively close to St. Louis, or relatively for most of our listeners. And I talked to a policeman around here, and he says that he used some pretty strong language. He said basically that prosecutor should be arrested for malicious prosecution.
Yeah, absolutely, I agree. Yeah,
and I agree. When are these people going to be accountable?
When are people going to stand up?
When are they going to be accountable?
Yep.
I mean, I'm still waiting.
All it takes is one or two of them to go to jail. You know, Purple walked out there with cuffs.
My dollar is still safe, by the way, about somebody, a known person being arrested and indicted
and
convicted.
Close. We're not even close.
When are we ending this? To the end of the year?
No, after Trump gets... all right, end of the year.
We got to put a date on it.
Yeah, end of the year. That's good.
Or to the election.
End of the year.
you need more time, don't you?
No.
Durham said Brennan was exonerated. He's not part of the investigation at all.
He's tricking him.
Brennan. That's almost as dumb as your finance in the world's homes.
Oh my God!
Situations.
That's a great idea. That is a great idea. You'd rather give the banks the money.
Okay, okay. It's not either or, Kev. There you go. It's not either or. I agree with you. Is it better than what they did? Yes, it is better than what they did. But I don't like what they did either.
Okay.
All right. Let's
Deuteronomy.
We're gonna get.
I like it when you go to the Bible.
Okay. Well, that's what we're gonna do a little bit, and I want to. We talk about this a lot, and I think this is very important. And if you haven't looked at this in this light, the pioneers, or whatever you want to call them, the pilgrims, etc., who came here to America. They, first of all, this 1619 project that is really gaining steam in schools about how America started in 1619. First of all, it wasn't America. It was a British colony, and the British brought the slaves here. Let's get it right. If you're going to complain and you're going to bellyache, why don't you complain and bellyache about the British monarchy? Let's talk about the Union Jack flag.
Have you seen all the people
outside? About pedophilia.
About pedophilia. Oh, my God.
We should have talked about that.
We should have talked about that. Let's talk about it.
Buckingham Palace, there's tons of people outside. If you've ever been to Buckingham Palace and you see it, there's this huge gate and this big thing, and they're up there screaming, pedophile, pedophile, pedophile.
Yeah, stop pedophile, stop pedophile. Yes. They know all the pedophiles are in that crazy
Well, they certainly believe it. So, talking about Andrew, Prince Andrew.
Yep.
His connection to Epstein, allegedly.
Yep.
Where was I? See, what were we talking about?
Deuteronomy.
No, 1619 project.
Oh.
So, let's get it straight. I mean, it's stupid. You're going to sit there and tell me America started in 1619 and America brought slaves over. You are an ignorant jackass.
Fool.
Okay. Yep. I'm not going to use fool. Bible says don't call people fool. I'll just call him a jackass.
Really?
Yeah.
That part.
Will you? Okay. Like you read the whole Bible. We're trying to get something important here.
I put it under my pillow. I absorb it.
Yes. By osmosis. Yeah. That's very good. Okay. We need to get, this is important.
So.
I'm trying. So this idea that America started in 1619 is asinine. Started in 1776 when the people, the representatives of the different colonies said, we're independent. That's when America started. Anybody with any sense knows that. And who brought all the slaves over here? Not one southern ship brought slaves, by the way. And Thomas Jefferson was the one who killed the slave trade in 1807 by executive order.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
So let's get things straight. But anyway, around that same time, Plymouth Rock was 1620. The people who came over, many of them, it's an open secret in history that seems to get swept over. And if you read some of the writings, I mean, it's not like they throw it in your face, but they're not hiding it either. Many of the people who came over here were looking and wanted to establish a new Jerusalem.
Correct.
They believed that they were continuation. If you read, Judah Scepter, Joseph's Birthright, a very famous book written around the turn of the 20th century or 19th to 20th century. I think 1905, I think it was written. Wes in Idaho sent us a book about our secret inheritance, which is very good, which dovetails on some of that research. It's pretty much clear that whatever the tribes of Israel were and the connection with the tribes of Israel, the Caucasus Mountains, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph in Egypt. There's a great documentary about Joseph. You know, they say, oh, these weren't real people or whatever. Well, there's a fantastic documentary about archaeological evidence about Joseph in Egypt, which is fantastic. And if you know anything about these archaeologists, anything to do with the Bible, they bend over backwards to suppress.
Yeah.
So anyway, the idea that Israel came to Western Europe, Denmark is from the tribe of Denmark, and many of the other tribes in the coat of many colors of Joseph. What is what is Irish known for? One of the things, the tartan, the plaid, the coat of many colors, the Blarney Stone. The Coronation Stone, this has been in mainstream publications in the 1800s, and Queen Victoria was, coronated.
Yeah.
When she was coronated, they did there was a big story in mainstream papers about she was sitting on the stone that, Jacob, who turned into, Israel, was renamed in the Bible. That's his stone that he made the covenant with God in the desert. That was mainstream thought.
Yep.
That they had carried that all the way over. How in the world did it get there? It's because they were from the tribes of Israel, and this was important, and they took them there. Then, when those people then came to America, they were looking to form a new Jerusalem. They had that covenant on them, and there was a supernatural hand. I think even the most skeptical person would have to
agree,
admit to some level that there was some magical, supernatural, just force that was on these people and on the United States of America. And I'm going to read a blessing, Abraham, Moses, in the desert after they flee Egypt. He sets the people together and puts before them blessing or cursing, and this is our choice. And I'm going into this because we are not victims. And this idea, well, they're over us, they're doing... No. We are doing it to ourselves.
Correct.
You want to know where the problem is? Look in the mirror.
That's exactly
There is a supernatural covenant on this country that I believe 100%. Our book, we talked a little bit about that in the book, but you can see the thread. The Declaration of Independence is a fulfillment of the promise on the House of Israel, on these people. If they will do X, Y will happen. The miracle of George Washington, what he was able to do, the fog... protecting the soldiers, the miracle after miracle. George Washington wouldn't even write his memoirs because it was so miraculous and nobody would believe it.
Exactly.
My personal belief, the hand of God Almighty was on the formation of the United States of America. The Declaration of Independence is the covenant between this nation and our God. It mentions the Creator four times. It's a revolutionary idea penned by Thomas Jefferson, who supposedly is an atheist, which is ridiculous.
Nonsense.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. We're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Governments are instituted among men to protect these rights, ensure these rights, and that the governments derive their just powers from the consent of the governed. This is the greatest political sentence ever written. You could argue in the Bible, the Mosaic, the Law of Moses. If you could say that, if you want to say that's a political statement, that's true too. So, one of those two, and they're different in some ways. So they're almost equal in my estimation. I mean, somebody they're going to say I'm saying blasphemy, but whatever. I'm just going to say it. This is extremely unique, extremely important. So Moses sat to the house of Israel. And the house of Israel is not the Jews, not just the Jews. It's Judah, it's Joseph, it's Dan, it's Naphtali, it's all the tribes. There's 12 tribes, and actually 13, because Manasseh and Ephraim were given a double portion. Joseph was given a double portion because of what he did and who he was. He stood before them, and he says, we're going to pronounce blessing and cursing upon you, a covenant, the covenant of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that God individually covenanted with Abraham, passed to Isaac. Isaac passed to Jacob. Remember, Jacob went into his father. Esau went out to hunt. He didn't pass it to Esau.
Nope.
He passed it to Jacob. Abraham to Isaac to Jacob, then to Joseph and Judah and to all his children that he blessed at the end of his life and to all the tribes of Israel. Moses solidifies this and reaffirms this covenant upon all the house of Israel that blessing and cursings will be upon you forever. And it shall come to pass, Deuteronomy 28, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Okay, does that sound like the United States, what happened to the United States?
Sure does.
Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, children, and blessed shall be the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kine, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket, and thy store. Blessed shall thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shall thou be when thou goest out. My grandmother sat with me sometimes, and she would sit with me when I'd spend the night over there and read these to me and say, these blessings are on you, Danny.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's how you should take them, I feel, ladies and gentlemen. Every one of you should take, these blessings are on you. So are you blessed or cursed? And you're going to choose blessing, and you're going to renounce cursing. And we're going to work on some of the cursing, because there's generational curses too. So we'll talk about all that. We don't have time today. But blessed, the Lord shall cause thy enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. Anybody with any sense who studies the Revolutionary War knows that on at least four or five key battles, America had no business,
winning
yep. those battles.
Yeah. Jeez.
And should have been destroyed.
The miracles that happened.
Literal miracles. You want to talk about miracles in the Bible?
Yeah.
Well, you don't need to go back that far, ladies and gentlemen. You can go to 1776 to 1783. And there's several miracles that happened. Miracles.
Miracles.
You
know,
you talk about parting the Red
luck.
Sea?
Miracles.
Yeah, you talk about parting the Red Sea? You know, that's a miracle? Okay, how about the whole Continental Army was stuck on Brooklyn on the shore?
On Manhattan.
The shore.
Yeah.
The British Navy was coming up the East River to cut off their retreat.
That's right.
A hurricane out of season. This is not my words. Yeah. This is the journals of people in the city. A hurricane came.
Like wind.
Like hurricane, like wind, blew the ships out so they could not come up the East River. The army that was directly in front of them on land, a fog so thick you could not see 6 feet in front of you came, and George Washington and them escaped.
Escaped off the island.
Okay, that's just
total,
this is one of the
destruction. They're done. Total destruction.
Done.
Game over.
The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses and all that thou settest thy hand unto, and he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. This is the land which the Lord thy God has given us, ladies and gentlemen. People talk about Jerusalem and Israel. Yes, that has a role, but so does this land.
It sure does.
This land, you know, a fruitful bough that goes over the well. If you look at the blessing of Abraham to Joseph, that Joseph would be a fruitful bough going over the well into a different land. Well, here we are. The Lord shall establish thee in holy people unto himself, as he has sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. Even to this day, this idea of Puritan work ethic, this idea of the Puritan morality, is still, there's a thread of that through mm-hmm. our country.
Yeah.
And all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by my name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. There's an old saying, God predicts fools, drunks, in the United States of America.
German Bismarck.
That's right, he said that. God protects fools, drunks, and the United States of America.
He said that.
And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods and the fruit of thy body, again, a blessing on their children, and in the fruit of thy cattle and in the fruit of thy ground, in the land which thy swear unto thy fathers to give thee. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give thee rain unto the land in a season, and to bless all the work of thine hand, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. Thou shalt be above only and shall not be beneath, if thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord. Tell me that's not the United States of America and the covenant on this land and the people here. Tell me that's not what happened. Okay, now here's what will happen if you curse.
Yeah.
And see, that's a curse. You cursed yourself.
Yeah,
we curse ourselves.
We did.
It's an irrevocable covenant. It's like an either or.
Yep.
And it's a blessing or a cursing.
Yep.
You know, other nations, they can like half-ass it, so to speak. They can just kind of stay in the middle. America can't.
Can't do it.
God will not be mocked, and God will not let us stay in the middle. We're either going to be on the right side or the left side.
Totally destroyed.
Or, you know, we're going to go up toward the blessing chain or down the cursing chain.
I agree.
And now, thou shalt not go aside. But if it come to pass, if thou will not hearken, cursed shall thou be in the city. Cursed shall thou be in the field. Cursed shall be thy basket and thy store. We're talking about rice being destroyed now.
Exactly.
Cursed shall be the fruit of thy body. Talking about all the abortions.
Oh,
and we can't even have people have a replacement. We do not even have a birth rate that is more than the replacement rate.
We sure not.
And we talk about, well, they're doing this, they're doing that. Are we not doing it to ourselves?
Yeah, we're doing it to ourselves.
And the fruit of thy land and the increase of thy kind. Cursed shall thou be when thou comest in. Cursed shall thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall send upon thee cursing, vexation, rebuke, and all that thou settest thy hand unto to do until thou be destroyed and until thou perish quickly because of the wickedness of thy doings. The Lord shall make the pestilence cleave unto thee. Goes on and on. Talk about the enemies. Cause these to be smitten before their enemies. Thou shalt go one way against them and flee seven ways before them, and shall be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth. Thy carcass shall be a meat unto the fowls of the air. I mean, it gets pretty serious. But you shall borrow and not lend.
That's right.
You shall not be you shall be the tail, not the head. You shall be a hiss and a byword. Thou shalt become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among all the nations whither the Lord shall lead thee. That's what you're gonna be. If you allow this to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get into this more. This is very important. There's a covenant on this land.
It sure is.
And these pedophiles are irrelevant on some level. these the vaccines and the big pharma. It's irrelevant on some level, because if we can hearken unto God, if we can understand our position, if we can throw off these curses, and even a small percentage can do this, the power, the illumination of God will explode into our country, and miracles will happen once again, and these people will be like the morning dew on the grass. When the sun rises, they will be gone as it spreads. So that is our calling. That is our work. Just like truth is, and all this information, and being aggressive and standing, we must stand. Choose you this day who you will serve. As for me and my house, we will serve God.
Yep.
That is our call.
If we stand, they will. God will fight our battles for us. If we stand. If we stand.
Yes. And we will not be left hopeless. We will not be grasshoppers in their sight, because we're not grasshoppers. The power and the divinity and the covenant of God Almighty is on us, is on our nation, is on this country, the house of Israel, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, the pilgrims who came here, all those who believe in God, the illumination, the explosion of belief in Christ, and all those who believe in it are here. And the covenant is here, and it's irrevocable. And it doesn't matter what Bill Gates says or does or any. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
And in the name of God, I pronounce peace upon everyone who's listening, that they can see this truth and they can latch hold of it. And they will be able, we'll talk about this more, release the curses in their life, and that blessing and light may be upon them, and that peace and truth will be to them and their family for thousands of generations to come. In the name of God, I pronounce it. Amen, amen,
amen, and amen.
And amen. Stay tuned.
Excellent.
Wayne Allen on the other side.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.